Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. And infinitely more. Amen. This is Wonder and Reality. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with God. Let me repeat that. Man was born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. And His presence and glory is literally everywhere on the earth, all around us all the time. Amen. Amen. His name is Jehovah God Almighty and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. And they are one. You know, the Lord God is one. Amen. Many people have theories about what we as humans were born to do, right? And even believers may think, okay, it's ministry, but we can forget all that because we were born to fellowship with Jesus Christ. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. He's God Almighty. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. To think that God offers fellowship is just, it's an unspeakable mystery. But we can speak about it plainly. And we can discuss it. And that's what I want to do. The next series might be entitled that. Man was born to fellowship with God. This glorious opportunity. The only true God. The most exclusive being, person. And He's one. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit offers fellowship. And those who make it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever. And they will be in the glory of God, in the presence of Jesus. That's all I need to say. I could stop the message now. If anyone wonders, well, if anyone has a need, any need that they have, go directly to the only true God. And He meets that need. Amen. It's just so wonderful to think and to realize and get the revelation that Jesus Christ is the full revelation of the only true God. And He really, at the heart of it, He is the Lord God Almighty. It's a glorious revelation. Anyone who just says yes to Jesus, that's the greatest decision that they could ever make. And every day, if somebody has known the Lord for many, many years, and maybe they have, every day, the greatest thing that a human being can do is say yes to Jesus and to seek Him. And we don't have to do anything extreme. Just walk with Him. It's simple. It's simple. It's wonderful. Oh, glory to God forever. And I do want to continue this week that this wonderful theme, the subject of the person of the Holy Spirit, so glorious to think that God Almighty is all around us all the time. Literally, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. And again, I go back to this. People may wonder, okay, believers may wonder, well, what's the key? Unbelievers also. Unbelievers actually have eternity in their heart, and they wonder. They have, even if they deny it, they have considered God and spiritual things. They have eternity in their heart. They know that there's something more. And so it's all so simple. God's made it simple. Jesus Christ. And then as we go deeper, so with believers, if they wonder, you know, how do I walk with God? It's through that presence and glory when we meet Him and know Him in that way. We just naturally walk with Him. Amen. That's all we want to do. And He will empower us to do all the things that previously we could not do, such as love others, have mercy, you know, in the hard times, continue on and realize that there's a bigger picture. Amen. You know, that presence of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit, let me just touch on some things. He's God Almighty. That's the first thing that we should realize. Yes, He is a unique member of the Trinity, the most sensitive member of the Trinity, that He's the helper, the comforter. What a great word, the comforter. Our standby, our strengthener, our advocate. All these wonderful things. But let's remember, He's God Almighty. He is Jesus Christ. There's another wonderful aspect. And I was thinking yesterday, how awesome it is. Let's get to the heart of it. Jesus Christ, everything about Him reveals the only true God. People wonder. We have all these incorrect views of God, but God has revealed Himself fully through Jesus Christ. Fully, like to think that, you know, like many people, it may even be safe to say that a majority of unbelievers have a certain view of God that is totally, you know, way off. Okay? But God has solved everything. Jesus Christ, the most wonderful person who's ever lived, all these wonderful things that He does, saves, heals, delivers, Jesus loves, saves, heals, and the list goes on and on and on. He gives, He blesses, He comforts, He helps. You know, when we say the Holy Spirit is the helper, Jesus is the helper. He's the comforter. He's the good shepherd. He's the bread of life. He's the resurrection and the life. He's to think that. In other words, here's my point, if I try to summarize it. It's safe to say that most people on the earth have a certain view of God, and it's even we as believers, and it's incorrect. Why? Because of our background, our training, our environment, many other factors, things that have happened. But yet, if you want to know what God is like, look right at Jesus Christ. A great man of God said, when it says Jesus is the image of the invisible God, God is so awesome and powerful and big, we can't see Him, but if you look in a mirror, you'll see Jesus. God came to the earth as a man, Jesus Christ. In fact, He gave His Son, you know, the Son of God. He came down to the earth as a man. This reveals God's love. And so everything in our most holy faith reveals His love. So people object, don't they? I know I've talked about objections. Reinhard Bonnke spoke about this strongly. He said people object. We cannot cross-question God Almighty. But people present all these objections, but every objection is answered with one word. Jesus. God has justified Himself fully to the world. He's in so many ways, in more ways than we can comprehend. These truths that I've been speaking about, the truth that He wants to fellowship with man, that He offers fellowship, that's an example of His love, but also how He's justified Himself. He's totally, fully available. There's a deep mystery surrounding the human being because we're made in God's image. Jesus spoke about this clearly. He said, what does a profit a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul? The evidence human beings are made in God's image, that God loves every person, is the fact that He came to the earth as a man and died for the world. That reveals, you know, that's the indisputable proof. that God loves the world and every individual person. And there's this, when I say, remember, when I say there's a mystery surrounding the human being, it's a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. That, now Jesus said, to you has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. I think on the one hand, well, these mysteries, I think, are eternal mysteries. You know, that we really are beyond words. Like, anyone who makes it to heaven will be, yeah, I mean, this is just so incredible that God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, they are the ones who saved me. You know, when someone makes it to heaven, or, I mean, it's 100% them. It's nothing that I did. I was a sinner, you know, and Jesus died for me and saved me. That's, okay. But man has this potential of that, of being saved and infinitely more, you know, doing the works, doing what Jesus did. Jesus said, I want to repeat it. I know I said it yesterday. He who believes in me, Jesus said, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. That's incredible. We know the things that Jesus did, any, you know, the healings, the miracles, the incredible things. Okay? And then he said he will do even greater works than these. That's salvation, that we can tell people you can be saved and they can be saved. Actually, Jesus, the only reason he could not do that is that he had not died yet and risen and ascended to heaven. But so you see, this mystery, part of it is this potential that a human being has. The first potential is being saved, becoming a child of God, simple, and yet so the most glorious, wonderful thing ever. But then there's the tragic other side, is that if someone does not believe in Jesus, they are condemned, and there's a serious consequence, absolutely serious. I'll just tell you, you know, in these messages, I know I'm presenting a lot of the same things. It's all so simple. I could get on here and give a podcast and in 10 seconds, if you've listened before, 10 seconds, tell someone everything they need to know to live victoriously, make it to heaven, amen, you know, in 10 seconds. I could even just say one word, Jesus. I mean, that's how simple it is. So I'm saying many of the same things, but remember, the presence of Jesus, that's the new thing that we need today. We don't need anything else. People always have to have the new thing, don't they? Oh, the new thing. And people have accused me, oh, Jim, you're bored. You know, you're going to... No, there's no boredom with Jesus and His glory and His majesty and the potential. That's the word that comes to mind. The human being, there's this potential. All because God made them in His image, and because Jesus died, came to the earth, showed us the way, and died for us. Unlimited potential, because God, Jim Bonnke once said, with God is only increase. He's the great, supernatural, awesome, never-ending, glorious, only true God. Amen. And so when we know Jesus, we're in Him. Amen. And so this mystery that I'm speaking about, again, that could be a whole series, the mystery of the human being. The wonderful celebration that God offers, but there's, again, I call it the other side, is that if somebody does not receive that, they miss out completely on what they were created to do. But there's even worse consequences. Now, that same principle can be applied to believers. We miss out when we don't seek Him with our whole heart, when we don't make Him our first love, when we judge other people. I'm guilty of that. A friend of mine recently texted me. He said, I'm trying not to judge people. He's on the right track. I'm trying to do that same thing. You know, the overview is love God with everything we have, but love others as we love ourselves, be in good standing with all people. And but even within that is, here's my point. We miss it because we judge others, right? We criticize, we judge, we don't forgive someone. I mean, maybe you've never had someone take it, you know, treat you badly or take advantage of you. Well, you must be blessed. But many humans, we have had people who, you know, maybe took advantage of us. Well, we miss out if we don't forgive. So my point is, yes, unbelievers are missing out and there are serious consequences, but we as believers, let's just do what Jesus taught. Let's seek the Lord with everything we have. Let's forgive. Let's you know, occupy, do the work of God, you know, love others as we love ourselves, have boundaries, you know. But we're hurting ourselves if we have some sin against other people. That's actually, Jesus revealed that that's a worse sin than things. I mean, I say this in humility, reverence, but unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment is a worse sin than sins such as the sexual sins. Now, I'm not downplaying the sexual. Okay, Bonnke said sex is a gift of God, but it must be within marriage. But Jesus, in the parable of the unmerciful servant, revealed that unforgiveness is worse. And he even said it specifically right after the Lord's Prayer. He said, if you forgive others, your Father will forgive you. If you don't forgive others, your Father won't forgive you. I mean, that's just as clear. He made it as clear as he could. Back to the main point, back to the main thing. I want to finish with the glorious presence of Jesus. That's how we can do all these things. That's how we can walk with Him, do the works He wants us to do, fulfill our ministry, fulfill our calling. That's how we do it. He gives us to think, you know, when we have the presence of Jesus, we are empowered. That famous verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's all things that He requires of me to do and wants me to do, I can do through the anointing, the presence of Jesus. And we forgive. We move, you know, we realize, okay, and it's the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. We have everything changes when we know His presence and glory. That's the main thing. And I know I'm emphasizing that a lot. What a glorious opportunity. Jesus, fully available, knocking on the door of every person's heart. He is the Lord God Almighty. I know I've said this before. If you haven't heard it, I want to repeat it. We need to get our views of Jesus Christ and the Father closer and closer together until they're the same. And the same thing with the Holy Spirit. Our views of the Holy Spirit and Jesus closer, closer, closer together until they're exactly the same. What an awesome gospel. Glory to God. Jesus the Christ, alive forevermore. People think that, I mean, we have thought, okay, there's God Almighty, and then there's Jesus Christ. They're one. They are one. They are literally, I mean, Jesus spoke about this. I recommended reading in the Gospel of John. Jesus spoke about this in detail. Like, He said things like, the Son can only do what He sees the Father doing. You know, he said, remember the famous line to Philip, the famous words, He said, have I been with you so long and yet you have not known me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. Amen. What a glorious opportunity. And as we go deeper, he gets more and more wonderful until in the ultimate destination, his presence and glory. I was considering saying to anyone who's willing to listen to this, I want to just lead you step by step into the presence of Jesus. Now, on the one hand, a great man of God points out, who's got the anointing, said, I can't give it to you. That's, and what he means by that is, it's the same thing with salvation. We cannot give salvation to anyone. We can't give the anointing. It's up to them. It's totally up to them. We can proclaim the gospel. We can speak about the presence of Jesus and the anointing. It's totally up to any person. And we know most people don't care. Most people are apathetic about the gospel and some are even hostile to it. And all kinds of negative reactions like that. That's most unbelievers don't care. They make light of it. I know unbelievers who are like that. Nothing that can be done. God can't make them do anything. Someone can be in ministry for 50 years and wake up one day and say, you know, I'm not going to pursue ministry. God can't make them. I mean, these are mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Do you understand that? The human being. I was thinking about this earlier also. You know, the famous scripture, the power of life and death is in the tongue. The human being. What we do, what we believe and do and say in our ways, in Jeremiah it speaks about this too, that determines what a person gets. And many people doubt that and say, oh, that's totally wrong. You know, that's the mystery, because we're made in God's image. Jesus said, by your words you'll be justified, by your words you'll be condemned. And here's an example. We hear a lot of Christians say, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And many people would say, oh, that's just naive. You know, they are stating what they are saying. They're doing the right thing is basically the conclusion. We know that there's challenges, but let's get on. There's two sides. We can be saved and moving in the direction of the anointing, or someone is not saved and they're moving away. They're under condemnation. Let's get in that positive side. Let's do everything we can to do that. Let's be, amen. And so confessing it, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We say it, we believe it, we say it, we do it, we put God's love into action. Amen. There's unlimited potential for you in your ministry. You don't have to have an official nonprofit, 501c3 nonprofit. Today, you can walk with Jesus and accomplish things in ministry, store up treasures in heaven, but most importantly, have that relationship with Him. That's the greatest thing ever that can lead to fellowship. You may be, and that's the greatest thing. And isn't that wonderful? God has totally leveled the playing field. Every person can do that. Everyone is equal in the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Blessings to you. We've had a lot of great developments this week. And if you have followed this podcast, you know that I don't talk about myself or my ministry. I don't really want to. But I do want to just give a little hint. In the last few days, we have found out that our website, wonderreality.org, that's our main website, now has gotten a lot of traffic this year, and we're from all over the world. And we actually did not know this until this week. But it's very exciting. I'm going to just maybe later this week talk about that more. Really, really great news. I mean, people are finding that site and these other sites that we've created. Just in the last week, there's 7 websites that have gone live and that are reaching people. People are finding them. Hopefully, you know, the goal is to proclaim the gospel, build up the body of Christ, that people are blessed, and that they can get this content for free right away. Please tell, if you go to these sites, please tell people about them, let them know. But we haven't promoted anything. I've never promoted the Wonder Reality website ever, other than just mentioning it in this podcast. We do nothing. I mean, no marketing or SEO. Nothing. In fact, for months, I didn't do anything on the website just out of principle, because it's like, that's the website, and we can let it go. Now, in the last week or two, we've been kind of improving it and doing some things. You know, we want to get all of our books up there so people can get them for free. But people, I mean, there have been, I mean, the number of hits on, and the page views is in the 6 figures. I don't want to go into that, but it's very exciting. And these new websites also are getting, so anyway, we are here for you, and email us at hello@wonderreality.org. We're believing with you for your needs. We literally are here for you. We need your partnership, your prayers, and financial support. But most importantly, we want to be a blessing to help 2 things, evangelism and then also teaching and building up the body of Christ. Blessings to you.